From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization says it will convene an emergency committee meeting next week on the Zika virus outbreak. As Jeff Custer reports, the meeting was called amid concerns the virus might be linked to rare birth defects.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world, and in recent years become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected, and that has changed the risk profile of the virus from a mild threat to one of alarming proportions. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
After being delayed from Monday, talks are scheduled to get underway in Geneva Friday on what promises to be a long road to peace in Syria. Just hours before the start, it is still not clear who will be taking part, and the talks appear to be heading for another postponement. A dispute escalated over which opposition groups should be represented, as well as demands for an end to airstrikes by Syrian government forces and their allies. A major opposition group known as the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee said it is postponing its decision to attend. The group wants to be the only opposition delegation at the talks and is awaiting a response from the UN with details on who else will participate before it decides whether to go to Geneva. This is VOA News. The leader of the Dutch Socialist Party, PVDA, says the Netherlands is working on a plan for several EU states to accept migrants and refugees from Turkey. Diederik Samsom told De Volkskrant newspaper that current EU plans were not working because many member states refused to take refugees. He said the Dutch plan would require a core group of nations to accept about 250,000 refugees coming from Turkey. That would be in exchange for sending back to Greece hundreds of thousands of migrants who have already arrived. Samsom said that the returns could happen quickly once Turkey gains full status as a safe country for migrants and refugees. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has signed trade deals with France worth billions of dollars following the lifting of international sanctions imposed over Tehran's nuclear program. Iran Air has agreed to a purchase of 118 passenger planes from the European aircraft maker Airbus in a deal worth $25 billion. Another deal would pave the way for a joint venture between French car manufacturer Peugeot-Citroën and the Iranian firm Codro. Also, the French oil firm Total announced a deal to buy oil from Iran, the first such agreement with a Western oil company following the lifting of sanctions. Later Thursday, Rouhani met with French President François Hollande at the Élysée Palace. Some 20 agreements were signed in the presence of the two leaders, including in the areas of health, agriculture, and the environment. Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post correspondent imprisoned by Iran for 545 days, was welcomed home Thursday by his newsroom colleagues and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The newspaper's former Tehran bureau chief told a cheering throng at the Post's new headquarters that he was humbled by the efforts to gain his release.
Each day since my release, I learned more about the efforts to gain our freedom, which began the moment Yegi and I were taken from our home, and continue on in support of our reintroduction into the world. There's so many people to thank.
An Iranian court had convicted Rezaian of espionage, but neither the nature of the charges against him nor his sentence were ever publicly disclosed. Four other Americans were allowed out of Iran as part of the deal that Kerry helped finalize. And a new species of chameleon has been found in the southern highlands of Tanzania. Researchers from the Wildlife Conservation Society say the brown and green specimen is scattered with blue spots. Tanzania has seen many such new discoveries recently. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.